This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakra Baden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's a senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome. Kakra is still preaching on the series titled Rising on the Wings of Leadership. Let's join in.
Rising on the Wings of Leadership. That's my sermon title. You see, you can rise by various means, but leadership will also make you rise. Amen. Next verse. For children shall be their princes, and babies shall rule over them. 5. And the people shall be oppressed, everyone by another, and everyone by his neighbor. And the child shall behave himself proudly against the ancient, and the base against the honorable. Verse 6. When a man shall take hold of his brother, of the house of his father, saying, be thou our ruler or our leader, and let this realm be under thy hand. Next verse. In that day shall he swear, saying, in my house is neither bread nor clothing. Make me not a ruler of the people. Here the Bible says, listen, all the names I've mentioned, they were God's people, Judah, Jerusalem, even there were pastors inside, everything. But God said, if they are to rise, they will need leadership. And God said, because I'm punishing them, I'm taking away their ability. And he said, when the leadership ability is taken away, he thought about the results that will happen. Hunger, no bread, no water. When there is a father in the home and he's a bad leader, there is hunger in the house. When you are a bad leader of yourself, your stomach is on low battery or half battery. Number 2, he said, oppression. Where there is bad leadership, there is oppression. And it's true. If you marry a man who is a bad leader, he will oppress you. If you have a father who is a bad leader, he will oppress you. Number 3 is realm. He said, let this realm be under your hands, under development. It will be written everywhere, under development. Do you know that in your own life, your life can be underdeveloped? Personally, you can create third world conditions for yourself. Personally too, you can create first world conditions for yourself. Realm. Everything is destroyed. So sometimes I see people, young people, they are struggling. Their parents can help them, support them, but they will not. And the young people live in rooms. And then you'll be sitting there, man, I don't know what my MP is doing. What are you also doing for your children? Talk about the MP. What are you doing? Let this room be under your hand. You see, my children don't have to start life where I started from. It's not necessary. I can give them 15 years head start. Would it not be nice when you have finished school, your father has built a house for you? You don't have to build a house. Now you're looking for rent advance. You are moving from place to place. Your landlord is called Bediako. Say, me Bediako, me say when you're dying. Now when you're dying. I mean, it's all a whole. I mean, think about it. When people need help the most, they are not helped. I think about it. That's why I say it starts from the home. I don't understand it. I am going to sell my property whilst I'm alive. I'm very serious. Whilst I'm alive, I'm going to sell my property. Do you know why? I'll tell you why. I have seen that as you are getting older, even to maintain buildings and things is difficult for you. Do you know that? It's very difficult. It's not an easy thing. So I've got a nice strategy. Thought about it. Should I tell you my strategy? If I have a house, assuming I have a house I want to rent, I will tell my son, this house is for you. You will look after it. I'll train you to look after it. Train you to have tenants. And the money, you take 70, you have children, give me 30. So I am resting. Every month, I get my 30%. I don't have a problem with anybody. Don't you think it's a good idea? Can we put your hands together for Jesus? But here you are.
old man, 85, you are still holding on to your property. You can't even walk.
Listen, we can all benefit. We can all benefit. Once I went to Switzerland and visited a friend of mine. He actually gave me this idea. I visited a friend of mine. He's a Swiss man in a village somewhere in Switzerland, in the mountains, far. When I went, this white guy, when I went, we sat down and, I mean, that day, it was like a great man of God was coming to their house. So the whole family, their father, their brother, their grandmother, every whole host of people, they had gathered to welcome me. So, because the guy has spoken a lot about me, or I have this friend who is a man of God, whatever. So we sat down. So as we were chatting, his father said to me, my property, I have written my will, I have shared everything, we have discussed it. And I said, hey, he had shared his business, he had handed over everything, and he was there with his children. Then I said, wow, I will also share mine before I die. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. I will share mine before I die. So what it means is that you may be spiritual, but if we don't have the right leadership skills, we will suffer hunger. We may pray. If you still have the wrong leadership skills, there will be room. I mean, we will still struggle. Amen. Listen to what he said. In verse 4, he said, I will make children to be their princes, and babies will rule over them. What does it mean? What it means is that good leadership is primarily mental ability. Somebody say mental ability. Tell someone the reasoning ability. Listen, it's not prayer. Prayer is good, but it doesn't make you a good leader. It makes you somebody who casts out evil spirits, but not necessarily a good leader. So God said, the people who will rule over them, he said that they are old. You can be 50 years and carry the mind of a 15-year-old boy. Mental ability is different from biological age. There are two different things altogether. When I'm repairing my car, I don't take it to the oldest man in town. I take it to the most knowledgeable man in town. It's mental ability. We have brought everything down to prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting are what it does. But good leadership is mental ability. The training of the mind. The grooming of the mind. So he said the leaders, they will carry the minds of small boys. It's like an articulated truck that has a Tico engine. It can't go anywhere. Can't carry anything. He said babies. That's why Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13:11, when I was a child, I thought as a child. I understood as a child. And I spoke as a child. So he said that you can always see a child from his understanding and his thinking. Mental. That is the thing we have to develop now. Mental ability. You have to be spiritual, but you must also have a developed mind. Being spiritual is not synonymous with having a developed mind. They are two different things altogether. Africa is the most prayerful planet on the earth. If development were by prayer, we would be a first world country now. Mental ability. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 16. Let's read another scripture. It says, woe to thee, O land, when your king is a child. The leader, he thinks like a child. The word woe means misery, trouble. It said, any land from your personal life to Potiphar in leadership, if the person has the mind of a child, it doesn't matter if he's born again. Misery, the word woe means misery. Misery will be his portion. Let me tell you something. I believe that in Africa, we have missed the point. We always think that it's loans that we need to transform the economy. We don't need loans. We need good leadership. That's what we need. It is a national disease from the home to everywhere. And the earlier we realize it, we'll be following the wrong thing. If we accept, I have accepted that I must be a bad leader. Why? Because I was born here. So I must be one. I've assumed. So I have to try. At least I've identified the problem. It's the first step. Some people may have not seen it at all. Listen,
we can have change in government. But if it's the same material, you can change the material. If it's the same, the situation remains the same. But like I said, even I'm talking about you yourself personally. It says, woe to thee, O land, when your king is a child. When you have a home where the husband thinks like a child, there will be a problem. Serious problem. He's only thinking about parties. He doesn't think about the future. He doesn't think about school fees. He doesn't think about building. He just thinks about parties. And if you, the wife, if you go and raise a subject, oh, so when are we going to be here? Fear up. He's holding his Guinness. See the champions, take the field now. You define us, make us feel proud. When I get older, I will be stronger. The next verse says, blessed art thou, O land, when thy king is a son of nobles, and thy princes eat in due season for strength and not for pleasure. These are people who have trained minds. They are nobles. Mentally, they are developed. They are not babies. And there are a lot of Christians with baby minds. I promise you one thing. If you have a baby mind, misery will be your portion. Don't let's equate everything to just prophecy. There are some people, they live only by prophecy. Imagine you meet somebody, he lives only by chocolate. He will die early. Prophecy is not meant for your daily sustenance. It's meant from time to time to boost you. But it's not something that you are supposed to live on permanently. And there are people, they live on prophecy permanently. The time has come that you and I must realize that leadership is basically a function of a developed mind. Basically, that's what it is. Not even a developed spirit, but a developed mind. Your spirit is important, but your mind is also important. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind has the capacity to transform your life.
Thanks for joining us. Tune in tomorrow for the continuation.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Wash me with your blood. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus. For coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
Last week, somebody called me and said, I have strong enemies. They are fighting me. I want you to pray. He said, my enemies, they are meeting now. I said to him, don't worry. We are also meeting now. I said, we are going to pray. By the time we finish, your enemies are finished. It takes boldness to say that. You must believe that God really listens to you. And you must believe that God really answers prayer. In the evening, the man called me again. He said, all my enemies have been vanquished, even though we're not there. I said, that's it. May all your enemies be vanquished, even if you are not there.
Greatness.
More you serve, the greater you become.
God doesn't have a problem with your desire to be great, but is concerned about the path you choose to become great.
The blessing of the Lord makes a man great. You can have degree and still not be great. You can even have money and still not be great. It takes the blessing of the Lord to be great.
Grab a copy of this message series by Kakra Baden titled Greatness, as he gives biblical references of people who became great by virtue of the blessing of God. Order this message series through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabaden.org or place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabadian.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 207575215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT.